Hello and welcome to Lesson 5 of How to Speak Like an Arab. Last time we talked about two of the velar sounds. There were the kh and r sound. If you haven't watched that video yet, check out the first link in the description. However, there's just one more velar sound that we're going to talk about today. That is the k sound, which comes from the letter kaf in Arabic. K sound is found in almost all languages across the globe. All kinds of languages contain K sound, and it is also found in English. And it is produced through the contact made by the back of your tongue, the back grazing of the tongue against the soft palate, which is the soft part of the roof of your mouth. We talked about the position of the palate and how you can find it and how you can locate it in your mouth in the last video, so make sure you check that one out if you haven't done that already. So, the K sound in Arabic looks so similar to the K in English. But it would be a mistake to think that they are exactly the same. But then you might be thinking, how is K different? It should be like every other language. K is the same everywhere. But that's not correct. And to understand that, you need to know that K is generally a plosive sound. So, what is a plosive sound? It means that it is produced by keeping some air, gush of air, behind your tongue for a small instance and then letting it go, thus creating the sound, like so, k, k. The English k, however, and especially in British accents, is much more plosive, which means that you push the air out a bit more forcefully. Arabic doesn't do that. The Arabic k is much more muffled. To understand what I mean, try and put your hand in front of your mouth while pronouncing a word like cat, for example. Can you feel something on your hand? Well, yes, that's right. That's some air touching your hand. And that's exactly what I mean. So, cat. You're going to feel something on your hand. That's because the sound is plosive. What we're trying to do is to minimize this gush of air that is touching your hand to absolutely nothing, because then it's the real K in Arabic. So how can you achieve that then? Well, first step is to be able to hear the difference. And second, you should be able to feel it on your hand, because this is how you're going to get to it. You're going to try to pick a word that you're familiar with. Let's say car or cat, something that starts with K, preferably, of course, in the beginning of the word, not in the middle, because it would be easier for you to detect the difference. And then try to muffle down the plosiveness or the air coming out with the sound until you absolutely feel nothing on your hand when you're putting it in front of your mouth. So going from cat, cat, and muffling down the air coming out until you feel nothing, so that it would sound like cat, cat. So here I feel absolutely nothing on my hand. And that's the Arabic kaf. Now we've seen how the technique works. Let's hear some examples. As always, try to pronounce these on your own, then compare your pronunciation to my pronunciation. The first word is كتب. كتب. فكر. فكر. ملك. ملك. Now, one last thing. The difference between ق and ك is one of the most common mistakes for Arabic learners. And it is quite tricky indeed. First, the position of the raised back of the tongue in the qa is further backwards. Actually, it is above your throat. So it's further back than the qa. It is made, as we talked about last time, the qa is made using your uvula. If you want to learn the trick how to train that muscle to get it right every time, make sure you check the second link of the description. Now, I want you to observe the position of my tongue pronouncing the q and k. Compare, and most importantly, listen carefully to the difference. If you can't hear it, you can't produce it. Check this out. Q. Q. K. Q. K. ke, ka, ke. You also need to observe that the lips are also doing some work. When you pronounce the ke sound, your lips are doing like a smiling movement. Ke, ke. While the ka, the lips are a little bit going up and down as if you're pronouncing an O sound. Ka, ka. Not exactly O, but it looks like that. So, ke, ka. Now listen to these minimal pairs and try to hear the difference between each one. Remember, hearing is so important as much as trying. The first couple. Kul. 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 Lakma. Lakma. Luqma. Luqma. Falak. 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 So this is going to be the end of today's lesson, everyone. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share the video for other people to learn from it. Thanks for watching, and see you next time. Salam.